Good morning. We're back on Inside the Huddle. My next guest is the girls' softball coach at Clinton Central High School, Don Helmick. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. I know you're really busy this morning. I believe you got a JV girls' softball tourney going on out there, right?
Yeah, I just coaching third base. We got three runs in the first inning, so that's a good thing.
That's great. So you're coaching and talking to us live on the air, so that's multitasking.
Oh, yeah, seems like I end up doing a little bit more than I anticipate at times.
Well, sometimes at small schools, you got to wear a lot of hats. I mean, not only are you the softball coach, you're also the girls' basketball coach, and I think you keep pretty busy over at Clinton Central High School on a daily basis.
Yes, sir. Try to.
Hey, I've been trying to follow the Lady Bulldogs on Twitter here lately, and you guys keep putting it out, or Raymond Jones, your great athletic director out there, keeps putting it out that the Bulldogs just keep winning. I think you guys are off to a good start.
Yeah, we let one get away the other night with West Lafayette. Ended up going 10 innings and got beat 6-4. We're going through some growing pains with we got to clean up some fielding, but our hitting's starting to come around, and you know, we've played probably you know, one really, really good team, one good team, and you know, the rest were good teams. So you know, we're getting there. We're playing a lot of freshmen right now. We started the season with a couple injuries and just some different things. So we've got some kids playing positions that maybe they haven't played, or they've definitely not played it at the varsity level.
Well, Raymond Jones had let us know before your guys' season started, your numbers were really well and really good for, you know, a Class A softball team. Sometimes schools really struggle to have a varsity and a JV, and you guys' numbers seem to be really, really up there this year.
Yeah, we've got 19. We had 20. One decided not to play, but you know, and that's why we scheduled this JV tournament, because so many teams in the area are not like us, at least as of right now, where, you know, we've had like 10 JV games that we had planned on playing that have been canceled because other teams don't have enough players. So this JV tournament, we actually have Crown Point and Shelbyville coming in.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about some of your seniors playing for the Bulldogs this year?
Yeah, we got Royer back there, catcher. She's going to go on and play college next year. I can't remember what school. And then we have Ava Schimmel, Morgan Newton, two outfielders that had started playing last year and are continued to play this year. Autumn Long, who just got released from an injury, so she'll start getting some time back going, and I'm gonna forget somebody now that you made me.
That's all right. Sorry about that.
We trying to think who we got. Keely Click, who's also a senior that's lettered at least 3 years. But you know, we've got seven total seniors. Emily Snell's one that she just got released. She tore ACL last year in the Faith Christian game, and you know, she just got released, so we're trying to get her back into the swing of things. And then Jessica Wallsmith is our other senior that you know, she runs bases for us, does some outfield for us. But you know, all seven are just great kids, and you know, three of them are going on to play some form of college softball in the future. And then, you know, we've got a handful of juniors, and we've got quite a few freshmen this year.
Can you talk about who's going to do some of the pitching this year for the Bulldogs?
The main pitcher is going to be Landry Whiteman again. And then we've got a freshman, Emily Coker, who's going to pitch some for us. We found out the other night we have a girl named Lindsay Wallsmith, who's a sophomore that didn't play last year, that also pitches. So we're going to start, you know, working with her. But the main varsity pitcher is going to be Landry Whiteman with Coker and Click getting some time in there at different times, and then we'll see what happens with the Wall Smith girl.
Sounds like you've had a little bit of an injury bug, but you're getting over it. Looks like to me your bats have been pretty well this year, and your guys are scoring some runs and, you know, putting the ball around the field a little bit.
Yeah, our problem is still, you know, we can't string together a lot of hits in multiple innings. We usually have one or two big innings, and then we don't do anything. So that's something we've got to work on is stringing together some innings and getting more crooked number innings instead of the single number or no number. But we've been working on the bunt, the small ball game, and we're going to try to do some things with the lineup and give us some, you know, better opportunities to be successful and girls to be successful.
If you're just listening into the program, Coach Don Helmick is our guest right now. He's the girls softball coach at Clinton Central High School. He's actually on third base helping coach JV softball game right now, so he's multitasking, and he's been more than gracious to be on the show this morning. Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about your JV program and some of those girls, you know, are playing right now?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we got Coker. She's actually pitching right now. We got Allie Adair, who's playing second base as a freshman. We got another freshman that decided to come back. I guess she played as a seventh grader, didn't play in their eighth grade program, and come back. And her name's Hunsberger. And then, you know, we've got Chelsea Rydens. Probably five girls that did not play last year that are playing this year, and then you double that with the three or four freshmen on the field, and you know, we're getting things going in the right direction. We've got 18 kids in our junior high program, so you know, I put together a schedule. We got a coach, and they're playing 16 games, and they got their first win the other night. So, you know, we're getting the numbers going. It's just, you know, it just unfortunately doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
And, you know, we, for whatever reason, there was kids that had lost interest or just didn't want to do it, or, you know, had other things more important. And right now we seem to be in a little swing of things where, where things are, you know, we've got kids interested. And unfortunately at a small school, you just never know how long you're going to be on a peak before you go back in down into that valley. So we're having a youth camp May the 1st and May the 2nd to try to get, you know, the younger kids is for grades 1 to 5 to try to get them, you know, interested and just try to continue to build that up from the ground up.
Well, the last few weeks we've had some guests on that used to be former coaches in the area. One of them was Jason Hayde, who coached basketball at Clinton Prairie back from like 2008 to 2015, and he started at Clinton Prairie Girls Developmental League, which is now 15 years in the later, and he's been gone from Prairie for 8 years. And he was talking about, you know, the fruits of some of those things, your programs you start take 10 or 15 years, and I think that's the mindset at Clinton Central right now, and a lot of your guys' sports, starting back and revamping the youth, and you're no different than that in the girls' softball and the girls basketball program, you know, and it's going to take a few years for you really see the end result, or the Bulldogs are winning year in and year out.
Yeah, we played Cascade last Saturday, and you know, that was a program that I took over in the mid 2005, I think, and you know, they were in a good spot, but we did a lot of the things we're trying to do here, and we took it to the next level, and you know, they came in here and kicked our butt.
Am I right, Coach? Well, not to cut you off, but don't they have a great youth softball city or facility in like AMO or something like that?
AMO, yeah.
I've been by it. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, and I want to, you know, I want to say I had something to do with that. So, you know, and the other night the girls got me my 200th win, but you know, over 150 of them was at Cascade because of the things we were doing there. And you know, I'm trying to bring that same thing to Clinton Central. And you know, after that game, after they, you know, drilled us in five, you know, I told them, I told our girls, I said, hey, they were like you 15 years ago.
Yep.
And even though the 2006-2000 girls didn't do anything as far as trophies or anything, they were part of changing the culture. And those kids from then, even, you know, after that game the other night, you know, they were calling and congratulating me and stuff. But the bottom line is, it works. You just gotta, you gotta buy in and be patient. And sometimes that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, we're in a society, everybody wants to win now. And sometimes not, you know, putting in the grind and the effort, you know, to get there. That's hard to do, especially for young kids, and sometimes for the parents to learn that.
No comment.
All right. Hey, Coach, I know you're really busy. We'll cut this off here, and we'll just take a couple extra commercials here before we get our next guest on. But I really appreciate you calling in. Can you give us an update on the score right now? How are the Bulldogs doing?
Well, there's two out in the top of the second, and now it's 3-2.
Okay. Well, good luck to the Bulldogs, and thanks for being on. We'll try to get you on here in a few weeks and see how the varsity Bulldogs are progressing along as you guys move on to try to win a Hoosier Heartland title and a sectional championship.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Helmick. We'll be back right after this. Jody Lee, the coach of the Clinton Prairie Tennis Program, will be our next guest.